Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is hit by the pitch. Allen moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Melton moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Powell moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards third. Melton fields it and has Powell trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Powell for the out. Echeverry moves to second. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Grich goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coggins tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gridge covering, for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Blair reaches second base with a double. Terry Forster now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forster, and towards Horta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch is hit by the pitch. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Gritch moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton is hit by the pitch. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. May moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Boog Powell. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Williams now playing first base. Kurt Maughton now playing right field. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Blair moves to third. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.